Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Looky what we got here, Katie.
Okay, we've been doing a really bad job.
Looky what we got here.
I think it's because they've been coming in more like a few at a time.
Yes.
Right? Not like boxes at a time.
Much to everyone's general nervousness.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a slow trickle.
And it's so great to get some of these cards
in
general. It doesn't matter if it's one or 100 or 1,000 or whatever. It's
all going to go to a great cause, obviously.
Yes.
We're supporting our forward deployed mm-hmm. by sending them 10,000 thank yous. Here's a thank you that I know we wanted to do. We wanted to shout out Joyce from Houston.
We did.
Joyce, again, sent a few letters, and we're trying to get better, especially when we have your information on giving you shout outs. That's Joyce Segura. So thank you so much, Joyce. And then what do we find this morning? Outside.
Like piles. Whole piles.
This is from Miss Patsy Bachman.
Patsy!
Of Passing It Down Dina.
Love it.
Both of them.
Love two.
And
two packages.
And look at this. Mm. I can show you this because it's our address, which you can mail things to.
Right,
look,
right.
Look, she even decorated it.
See, I have high hopes.
Beautiful.
High hopes based on this.
Okay, so let me.
While Katie is opening, remember, the 26th is the day where we have to have them in hand. Not postmarked. They need mm-hmm. to be in hand.
Because that's the day we're getting with Boots for Troops and we're being like, hey.
Yeah.
Send these.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they gotta
guys
go.
And gals need some encouragement.
So you can drop them off at the radio station. Drop them off at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. You have pickup parties with a bunch of different locations of King Ranch Ag and Turf. How are we looking?
Looking great, including this weekend at the Spring locale.
That's right,
5:45, 8 to 10.
Yes, yes,
I'll be there
yes.
bright and early.
Man, that's a stack and a half.
So this is the only one.
Good Lord,
only one. Oh, Patsy was. Patsy's been busy.
Patsy has been busy. Like that is impressive.
I think that was the smaller of the two.
An impressive haul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do the other. Let's do bag two while we're at it.
How do YouTubers do this and make it so interesting?
I don't know. Lots of editing.
Hurry, add some dramatic music. Now fade to black.
It's, you know, camera tricks. That's the game. By the way, if you come out to one of our pickup parties, you can also make your card. So don't think you have to do this all by yourself. Like, just swing through. You can do this in like 5 minutes here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah. And we've got little postcard things, too, because we decided that maybe a card is a little intimidating because there's a lot of blank space.
Yeah.
So
what
a lot
do you
of
say?
People have been taking advantage of just like a one-sided card.
Those are fantastic, too. You can also get your kids involved by printing mm-hmm. off the coloring sheet, which is thebullhouston.com.
I don't know if I did that, but
the sheer dedication to gratitude, Katie. Look at that.
That's a lot of cards.
Absolutely
of cards.
Unbelievable. Thank you guys to everyone.
Thank you, Patsy.
Patsy, thank you 1,000 times. If you want any of the details. getting close. Go to thebullhouston.com.
Father's Day is right around the corner.
It is.
Let's talk navigational skills.
Why would you do that?
How are yours? How do you think they stack up against other Americans?
Oh, no.
And can you get to any place?
Oh, no.
Literally any place without turn-by-turn GPS directions?
I'm not going to like this. Not going to like it at all.
We're talking about it next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
That's always the joke, isn't it, that men never ask for directions?
No, and that was
that was before
that was before we
GPS.
All it made us dumber.
I mean,
it really did. I was
now that doesn't need to.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, okay, great, let the computer do it.
But then you also don't have to call for help. You know, if you're lost in the middle of nowhere and you're like,
true.
Dad,
true.
I don't know where I am. And if you're like me, you've got a father that says, okay, well, what street are you at? Oh, okay, where you're going to come up on a Valero on your left, then you're going to see a Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like, what, are you in the car?
I don't know,
what's
man.
What's happening?
That's really something. Some people, I think the older generation really had
era.
That ability. I do think I used to be able to kind of get by. I have no clue anymore.
I think the majority of us would follow that GPS into a lake.
I would, well, I'm not
like
saying
the middle
I wouldn't.
Of a lake before we ask any questions.
I'm not saying I wouldn't at this point.
Hasn't that happened?
It has several times. It's not particularly uncommon for that to occur, in case you were wondering.
So let's look at these stats nationwide, okay? We'll come back to it. Want to start with Lainey Wilson. We've talked about the fact that she is in a feature film.
Yes,
very
she is.
Exciting stuff. Mm. Reminders of Him from Universal Pictures. Here's her talking about whether or not she was nervous.
This is the first role that I've gotten to do where I wasn't a musician. After I did Yellowstone, I was like, all right, what's next? And for me, the next thing was playing a role that was not a musician. I felt like, all right, you know, like they called me about this opportunity and trusted me with this. So I guess it's time for me to trust myself.
Was that interview done at a happy hour?
I don't know. She said she wasn't that nervous, which is surprising, but it was probably her mama's prayers.
But
she felt like they called her about the opportunity. They trusted her with that and the role. And so she was like, I guess I have to trust myself too, which is nice.
They're going to offer it to you. Go with it.
The movie is set for release in February of next year, right in time for Valentine's Day. And I did look into the role that she's playing. So remember, this is a Colleen Hoover novel.
Right.
She's playing the role of Amy, which if you've read the book, you know is a significant but not central supporting role to the protagonist Kenna's life.
Yeah.
As like Kenna's navigating living outside of prison.
Nice.
In other movie news, Amanda Seyfried, that's her name, right? Seyfried?
Close enough.
Seyfried.
Yeah.
Has a beef with Paramount over Mean Girls.
What?
Why? Or at least how much she's been paid for it.
Does she?
I mean, you would think with how often that movie is on, how much people sell merchandise-wise.
To this day.
Like, all of them would just be loaded with Mean Girls money, but turns out that that is not the case.
Of course it's not the case. No one knew who she was at the time.
Well, it was a recent chat for Variety where Adam Brody asked Amanda if she's even seen the movie.
Really?
Since it came out in 2004.
You rewatched Mean Girls.
No, I haven't. It's on often enough, though. And you know what? I love it. I really love seeing my face on people's t-shirts.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm a little resentful because Paramount still owes me some money.
Oh yeah.
But
for the t-shirts or for the
Likeness of the, like, every store sells Mean Girls t-shirts with our faces on photographs. And I'm like, is it because I was 17 and dumb, or is it just that, like, you know what I mean? But I love it.
It's because you were dumb. No one knew who you were.
Well,
like, no, they didn't.
Doesn't matter.
No, but they're not going to give you the merch deal.
Well, agent should have. Her agent wasn't 17 and dumb.
True.
Right? I mean,
fair.
I just have a lot of questions on that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lindsay Lohan had the same deal.
Not a chance. Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams got. They would have gotten more.
Two.
Tina Fey, there's the third one that got, like, and it was her thing anyway.
Oh, it was her baby. Yeah, she definitely got what she was.
She ain't hurting for cash.
And let's talk about GPS directions.
Yes.
Only half of us can navigate without literal turn by turn.
That number is way too high. Half of us can pull that off. I refuse to believe that. I think it's even lower than that.
Only 16% of people are confident they're excellent navigators. 16%. 37% of people said they'd be good. Like, I'd be okay. Like, if you took it away, I could get to most places.
It would be a real rough time. It'd be a real rough adjustment period. I'll tell you that right now.
Have you experienced this where you know where you're going?
Yeah.
But the other driver doesn't believe you?
Yes.
And
yes.
So they put the GPS on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, no, that's not right.
You're going to the wrong place. The computer says
and then you don't even end up at your destination.
Look, it's a nightmare, but it's the way. It's made us dumber. Like, it's just made us dumber. There's no denying that.
It's just weird because I think you just put it on now because it's what you're so used to doing.
Yeah, out of reflex. So
we've
you don't
made
have to
ourself
think.
Reliant.
We
played ourselves.
Unsettling.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Free!
That's right. We're the show that gives you a free answer to our quiz that we play every day at 8:30, The Money Minute.
Yup.
You got a minute to answer 10 questions correctly, and if you do, you get $100.
Tall order, except, you know, you're trying to give them the assist.
If you're listening before 6:30, you only need 9 answers.
That's right.
Because one of your answers in today's quiz is cobbler.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Cobbler.
Okay. If you want to be the next one up, sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contests.
If you smell...
Sean...
is cooking.
I'm gonna fight the urge to talk about taking the title off of Jey Uso.
Yeah.
As a legitimate sports story, but because we actually do have other stuff.
Yes.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, Nick
yeah.
Chubb, Nick Chubb. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions, so we figured we would give you a chance to weigh in.
Okay.
Give us your thoughts on this.
On the Chubster?
Yeah.
On
do we Nick like, Chubb? Does we like the stock?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of this. For those who aren't up to speed, the Texans signed former Cleveland running back Nick Chubb, who we should point out was one of the faces of the, I'll call it the turnaround of that franchise. Not like Cleveland's really done anything.
Be careful to wait. Yeah.
But he got drafted in 2018, and they had just gone 1-15 and 0-16 the previous 2 years.
Yes.
Like they were coming out of the darkness big
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of their best players coming out of that. He's one of the best players at his position in the league mm-hmm. in Cleveland before he had his devastating knee injury a couple of years ago. He came back from the knee injury last year. Was okay, was not his normal self, but that's normal for coming back from a knee injury. And then he broke his foot and his season ended. So he's had some rough injury luck of late, which is why you can get Nick Chubb for the low, low price of 1 year, $2.5 million that the Texans got him for yesterday. Could be up to $5 million, depending on if he hits some certain incentives and yardage totals and things like that. So he's got some variability built into his deal. But the bottom line with this is that they got a very good locker room guy
yeah.
at a position where they still need another guy. Joe Mixon, their lead running back, the Texans, has reportedly been walking around in a walking boot this offseason. So, bringing in another running back that has some cachet
yeah.
Appeared to be a goal. The Texans had been rumored to be kind of kicking tires on a few guys.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb is the most accomplished of all those guys easily, but the question is he all the way back from the injuries?
That will, but look, I mean, again, you said it, for $2.5 million, that's not a crazy price.
The salary cap in the NFL, just to give people perspective on what $2.5 million means.
Yeah.
The salary cap in the NFL is nearly $280 million.
Yeah. How many people get that?
The 280?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for the whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the tippy top guys are the quarterbacks. They get like 50 to 60 million. They take up like, 15, 18% of the cap.
A massive chunk of that money.
Yeah, $2.5 million. This would be like, think about your budget at your house and what you budget for each and every week. This is like, Nick Chubb is the equivalent of like a few, treating the family to steak one night. Or
I also
like
spend $2.5 million treating the family to steak. Katie, it happens all the time.
One night
depends on where you go.
If you really,
so we're saying
do
that's
it.
Not a lot of money.
It's
not,
no, it's
in,
not.
In NFL parlance, Katie,
that's
not
the,
a lot
that's
of money.
The thing you have to say, you have to predicate it with that in NFL,
but like for a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Like
a
pretty low stakes
yeah.
year?
That's
not
as,
a lot of money?
That's not as low of stakes as you can get, because you can sign people for...
The minimum in the NFL, the minimum salary. We all should try to get into a line of work where the minimum salary is
$800,000. $800,000.
Yeah, that's the minimum, is hovering right around there.
The best thing you can be is probably be a backup kicker in the NFL, because, again... They probably didn't even carry backup kickers.
No, they don't carry backup kickers.
Backup
quarterback is a great job if you play behind somebody who never gets hurt.
True, true.
Because backup quarterbacks, like Davis Mills, gets $5 million. He's a Texans backup quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, to hang out and just kind of,
right,
you know,
CJ's a rock,
guy.
Man. Like,
yeah.
CJ never goes out.
Knock on something.
The other best job,
Thank you.
I know, right? yeah, that's the other thing. Minicamp starts up today. Tomorrow's sports report with you guys will be whether or not CJ Stroud threw at practice today. Foreshadowing. Yeah. No, the other best job that you can get is fired college football or basketball coach.
Oh, hell.
Because you get the whole
yes.
contract.
Hell.
You know? You
we
the,
know something about that.
Yes.
You get the whole contract.
You get so much money, they have to start throwing concerts to make up the deficit.
Oh, that's right. Y'all have Bryan College Station ties, huh?
Yeah,
Hashtag Jimbo.
Jimbo is really loving life these
days.
Oh,
you gotta be.
Like,
why would you ever do anything? I'd stick my toes so deep in the sand, you'd never be able to see him again.
He's having quite the time.
So Chubb,
Sean,
as my outro plays, I don't know if Chubb will be at minicamp today. Texans minicamp today and tomorrow. Mandatory minicamp. So guys have to be
That'll
there.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. If he's out there, maybe he's just out there kind of, you know, helping, like looking at the offense. Kind of getting the mental part of the game going. But yeah, that'll be the big thing out at minicamp today.
Love it.
Is CJ Stroud throwing? So
it's a great get.
Yeah.
Great get. Yep. We are going to talk some college stuff coming up later.
Oh,
on the show,
college landscape got flipped on its head this Lord. Weekend. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Home of 10,000 for the troops, which is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of time for you to still get in on the action, whether you want to do it solo, like our friend this morning, Patsy Bachman.
Yes.
You want to get together with your coworkers. You want to do something with your church group, with your Girl Scouts. I mean, sky's the limit on this, people. Your little league team. Just get us your letters by June 26th. That way we can ensure that we have them in the hands of Boots for Troops and Operation Shoebox, and they can send them to our military men and women stationed all around the world. We cannot do this without you. So start getting your letters in. Get all the info online, thebullhouston.com.
And as it turns out, today we also have tickets to Aaron Watson, who I want to say Rustic.
Yes.
Show the Rustic.
Yes, the day after the card deadline.
Not bad.
June 27th.
Great way to celebrate. But yeah, Aaron Watson at the Rustic is always going to be a great time. And now I'm going to bring everyone down. It is time for Last Words on Frito and Katie. Now, what is Last Words?
We're going to give you the last five words of a country song, and your job is to tell us the title and artist of the song.
Boom.
You can do it. You win your way into Aaron Watson.
Boom. If you want to play, 713-881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone. Coming up next, let us pay tribute to a truly great country song this morning with Last Words. It's also your chance to win Aaron Watson tickets. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
It's Mindy.
Mindy, you are up in Last Words.
Mindy, when the music dies, the guessing begins. So these are the last five words of a very, very, very popular country song. It's a little bit older, but it is a song that you hear frequently on 100.3 The Bull.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And love got me out. And love got me out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All Red by Blake Shelton.
That's it. That's it.
Are you serious?
Love got me in here and love got me out.
It was.
Yay!
It is. Holy Mindy. Got ourselves a pro.
Well done.
I see that kind of performance. That kind of performance.
I was really happy when you told me it was kind of old.
Yes.
I'm better at the older country.
Okay, but yeah, if you're into the little bit older stuff, then you're going to be into the Honky Tonk Kid anyway, because that dude's a throwback. Hang on the line. Let's get you in.
All right.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for being on the show today, man.
No. Thank you for having me. Let's give this a try, I guess.
Okay, well, walk us through this thing with Andrew. You said you thought you misplayed things. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, I must have, guys. That's why I'm here.
Right.
But it seemed like a great idea at the time. I kept hearing about how fun this stupid thing was, and I thought it'd be a slam dunk because she'd even mentioned that she'd enjoy it. So I took her to play pickleball at that Chicken and Pickle.
What? Pickleball was the bad idea?
Yeah, that seems like it's a kind of guaranteed win right now.
Oh.
What, did you hit her in the face or something?
Was there an injury? Like, how did this go wrong?
Well, like I said, she mentioned it, but what I didn't realize is that she actually plays it all the time, and she does the tournaments and stuff, and she's
right. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I thought it would be like some mini golf type activity stuff. So I kind of went into it thinking, you know, like how hard could this be? You know,
right,
swing the paddle and the ball. But yeah, wow, was I wrong? It was kind of difficult.
Okay, so you think your problem was that you sucked at pickleball? Like,
there's no way you were that bad to like blow up the date.
Yeah,
I mean, I was pretty bad, guys. I'm just generally not that great with hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never the sports guy, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But don't get me wrong, I had fun. I mean, it was out there just trying and, you know, getting up a good sweat and everything. But she was essentially having to explain everything to me. And, I mean, she loves doing this, and I'm over here, like, struggling to keep up.
Well, did she know you'd never played before? Because I'm sure she wouldn't expect you to be like an all-star right off the jump, right? That'd be way weirder.
Or she'd think you lied about it or something.
Yeah.
Well, I told her, but I mean, there were some other guys that she knew that ended up being there that day that she kind of benched me at one point to play a few good games with him. So that kind of
Oh, wow. Okay.
That would definitely make you a little sensitive to the sport there, Stu.
Jeez.
Did y'all stick around or do anything after the games or what?
Yeah, I'm definitely not itching to get back out there. I'll tell you that. But, I mean, no, after we played pickleball, I mean, we got some drinks, some food, nothing crazy. I took her home and that was that. Again, I had a really good time, but I mean, here I am, so I'm guessing it wasn't mutual. I just can't think of anything else that went wrong.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's no requirement. It says you got to be good at pickleball, being in a relationship these days, at least. I hope not. God, I hope not. Hopefully we can clear whatever this bump in the road is for you guys. Look, we'll call Andrea. We'll see if we can talk some sense into her, if that's it. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Stuart thinks Andrea is not calling him back, not getting in touch with him, because he was bad at pickleball.
Because he was embarrassingly bad at pickleball. I wouldn't,
he said he wasn't a sports guy.
I wouldn't agree at all. I wouldn't have. But she benched him for some other dudes that were there. So, maybe?
That's so embarrassing.
That's rough. That's rough.
I feel so bad for him. Yeah. So, we want to see if we can't convince Andrea to come around. I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Andrea?
Hi, yeah. I'm Andrea. Who's this?
Andrea, hey, we're Frito and Katie. Do you have a second by chance?
Okay. Is this like some kind of game show or?
No. Someone emailed us about you, and they thought that they had messed up their chance to make a good impression. Huh. Do you remember Stuart?
That's really weird. Did he say why, though? I mean, like, I thought it was pretty obvious that things weren't really going to work out with us.
Well, can we ask, he thought it might be related to the fact that he was really bad at pickleball.
Woeful.
Yeah.
Woeful at pickleball.
That seems strange to us, but is that what we're up against here?
No. No, it was his first time playing, and I thought he did okay, actually.
Oh. Okay.
He couldn't really hang, but
yeah,
part of the date was clearly fun.
Yeah.
Why would I care if he wasn't good at pickleball?
Well, honestly, that's all he said he could think about as far as what went wrong, I guess. You're a pro and he's
not.
Less than, yeah. So what you're saying is that's not the case.
That's, wow. that just seems really convenient for him, but then I guess his personal dating rules were kind of all over the place that night. So who knows?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't just play pickleball on the date. Did he mention that at all? Or like we sat down and had a pretty uncomfortable dinner once we got to talking. So
really?
Like, yeah, I guess just some background on me. Like I'm a single mom and that's not something I try to hide on my dating profile.
Okay.
Like it's very clear. I'm not ashamed to have children.
Of course.
Yeah. And I like to think I actually make it pretty obvious there's a kid in the picture, or at least thought I did. But during dinner, Stuart just started going off on how he just got out of this toxic relationship with this woman and her kid was basically the Antichrist.
Jeez.
And he was just so happy that he was unburdened in that way.
Oh.
He actually said he would never date another woman with kids again.
Oh,
he didn't
God.
Want to deal with someone else's spawn.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
Like,
Wait. You have a kid?
Is that Stuart? Why am I hearing Stuart?
Yeah.
Well,
he's on the phone. Yeah. This moment would have been all nice and romantic. You know,
yeah.
Things were going better.
Mm. Okay.
Well, sorry about that. But so, Stuart, you had no idea? Like, can we ask how?
No. I mean, oh. Man, I guess I didn't put it together. I mean, why didn't you say anything when I brought it up?
What was I supposed to say?
Fair,
like,
yeah.
That would have made that conversation so much worse.
It would have, yeah.
At that point, I was just ready to get out of there and get back home to my child that you forgot about.
God.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, no, I feel like it's coming back to me now. I mean, look, I just didn't have the best experience with that before. I mean, it sucked, and I feel like I got put into a really awkward situation. But look, I mean, I really do like you. I mean, maybe that's something I can just overlook.
Oh, okay, Andrea, like, how are we feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thought and all, but no. Like, you said what you said. Like,
right.
I know all about how you feel on the subject. You can't exactly take any of that back.
Yeah, you heard too much.
I said what I said. I mean, look, I wouldn't have said any of that if I had known. I just think that maybe we could give it another try. I could give it another try. I mean, maybe it was just the situation that I was in. Am I missing out by, I mean, I don't know if I'm limiting myself from meeting great moms like you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can tell you, you absolutely are missing out there, especially when it comes to me and my kid. But I don't know if this is how you feel. It's how you feel. You were being honest with me, which I do appreciate. It seems like now you'd just be lying if we met up again. And yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't want you to use this as some excuse, you know, 4 months down the road or something.
Right.
I'd rather just find someone else, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't want to help me change my mind.
Dang.
Help you change your mind? What do you think this is? This is not, this isn't a rom-com. Like, this is my life.
Yeah, that doesn't work out.
Yeah, Stuart, it seems like your mind's made up, but we appreciate you both taking the time to talk with us on the show today.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
But she made some pretty good points there, Stu. Like, you didn't change your mind about dating women with children. Not really.
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems like you just decided you could maybe make an exception, right? But, like, the truth is, if you'd realized from the beginning...
You never would have gone out with her in
odds,
the first place.
Odds are.
Right?
Yeah, right?
That's crossed her mind
for sure. No, I mean, I see what she's saying and where she's coming from and all, but I feel like I'm just getting pretty dinged up for something I said when I was drinking. It's ex stuff, right? I mean, everyone vents about their ex, and yeah, maybe I took it too far. I really wouldn't have said anything if I didn't know.
No, man, of course, like, we hear you, but, like, maybe just pay attention to people's profiles next time, and it could save you some heartbreak in the future. But, dude, seriously, thank you for reaching out to us, and best of luck out there.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Do you think we're giving him too hard of a time?
Man, I don't know. That's my thing. I see what he's saying. Like, should he get a pass? Because he said just venting. You had
right.
a couple of drinks and
right.
maybe you exaggerate a little bit. Maybe you're using stronger words than you mean.
Man, you got to know your audience. You got to know. There's no way she would ever forget that he said those things.
I don't blame her for just being like, hey, no, I'm not interested.
Gotta know the situation, man.
Well, what do y'all think? 713-881-5500. Call us, weigh in. We'll talk to you. 713-881-5500 is our phone number today. If you want to weigh in on Houston and I Have a Problem.
Trying to figure out if Stuart messed up by telling Andrea that he wouldn't date a woman who is burdened with children.
Oh,
wait, she does in fact have some herself.
He messed up. Should he get a second shot? Is and I don't even know. What do you think?
So, honestly, I'm kind of on his side, and I'm a stepmom and a biological mom.
Okay, all right. So, as someone that's been in that role, you hear someone who's a guy just got out of a bad relationship. You're just going to say, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt. He probably doesn't mean it. But what if he means it? What if he means it?
His language was so strong is the thing. That's what got me.
Okay. So I became a stepmom when I was 18 years old. I had just graduated high school.
Holy
and I
cow.
Was in the summer of starting my freshman year of college. I have been with them for the last 7 years now. He will be 8 this summer, and we have a 2 and an almost 1-year-old together.
Okay.
And if I could keep my kids, but turn back the clock and never become a stepmom because of the issues that I have been put through with the ex, I would 100% do it.
Man, okay, because it's hard. And so you understand that if you're new to that, that could be jarring enough to where...
Overwhelming.
You might say some things you don't necessarily mean, or even your perspective. You might mean them, but it might be something that could be overcome.
The language might change just a bit, depending on who you're talking to.
But I see where she's coming from, too, because I see how... Like, I have a friend who has a kindergartner and a 2-year-old, and she is struggling. She just got divorced, and she's struggling so hard in the dating world. Like, if me and my husband ever split, I would never date as a single mom. I would just suck it up and be single.
We hear that a lot.
There are so many men that say they don't want to date a woman with kids.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. It's wild. Yeah. And, you know, goodness, it's hard. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
It's sad is what it is.
Jody, you got any perspective on this?
I'm a single mom. I'm a single mom of three kids. So I have been in this exact situation, and it's honestly not a good feeling when you hear somebody just talk about how terrible kids are or your ex's kid. What are they going to say about my kid if they break up, if we, you know, don't work out?
Yeah.
I think I have some really great kids, as every mom does, but being a mom is hard.
I mean,
it's not easy.
It is. I think that she's probably doing her best. I'm sure his ex was doing her best, and, you know, things don't work or whatever.
Well, you're always going to talk smack about your ex. It doesn't matter, right? You're always going to be the one that was hurt, right, in the relationship, no matter how it actually went.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to probably date someone with kids, so I understand where he's coming from there. But it's almost like he won't have any empathy when something happens, because it will.
I think it's a red flag,
right?
Man.
Like, they're going to go on a date, that's a kid's going to get sick, you know, and he's not going to understand.
Perfect with kids.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah.
Days are not going to be perfect. You know, kids are going to have meltdowns just like adults do. I'm sure he has meltdowns. Like a toddler.
Sounded
sometimes.
Like he did on the date.
I do.
Sounded like he had a meltdown on the date with Andrea.
Exactly. He just went full toddler. And again, he sounds like a good dude. I'm not knocking. Honestly, that's how it feels. You shouldn't. I get it. She might be just gorgeous. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Yeah. Someone will find her. It'll be great. Go find someone that doesn't have kids. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's all right.
It's
like,
going to be messy, and I don't think he can handle it.
Yeah. I just, like, trying to make, oh, boy, that just, that's.
I do think she made the right decision, because that would stick with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally.
I can't imagine it wouldn't.
As a mom of kids.
Yeah. I think he did her a favor.
You're bashing a little child, child. You know, no matter how bad they are, they're a child.
Yeah.
They're developing. They're growing.
Find another word.
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with him. I'm sure he's a great person, a great guy. Sounds like they had fun. But that would be a red flag for me, and I would have to say, sorry, you know, it's not going to work out.
We're not dinging him up personally.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just how he views this one situation. But if you are looking for a word to describe maybe someone without kids, don't go with unburdened.
Not the
right,
best
implying
choice.
That she is burdened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course she's not going to want to date you.
To your point, like you said, probably had no idea she had a child.
He didn't.
And so he's just...
Yeah.
So it's like, you're saying all these things unknowingly, and it's like, now you put your foot in your mouth, and you're like, well, I really didn't mean that.
Awkward.
But you did.
Hey.
So,
thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Of course. Y'all have a great day.
That's a bummer. You know, I just feel bad in general, but you got one guy who you can tell he does not like kids. Unfortunately, the girl, she has a kid.
He didn't like the experience he had when he dated a woman.
That might have tainted things. Yeah, there's a lot going in here. Should he get a do-over based on any of this? Alex, good morning, sir. All right, weigh in on this. What do you think?
You know what? He shouldn't be being dinged for his preference, nor her. Everybody has a preference. Everybody has their own guidelines that they like to live by. Do they just throughout their lifetime? Sure. You know, if I took to heart every preference got thrown at me that was a negative, I would be a broken puddle of goo.
We all would.
And that's the thing. I really don't necessarily think anyone's wrong here.
No, it's more unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just a bummer.
It could have worked out had she not heard all of that.
My best advice to him is, when you go out like that, especially on a first date, hey, brother, stick with tea, or limit your drinking.
Yeah.
So that inner person doesn't get out.
That is really good advice that probably doesn't get brought up enough, is maybe, you know, just take it easy.
You got to watch the hot takes.
Oh,
with someone that you do
absolutely
not know well at all.
Yeah, it's you got to think to yourself that that's at least, you know, months down the road conversation to bring
or
up.
At least date two.
Best.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, no, I would say more like date four. but if you're going to do it, if you're going to put that out on the table, be sober when you put it out on the table.
Yeah.
That way it's true to heart and not because of a broken feeling that somebody else caused.
That's a good point. I
agree.
Do think he dwelled a little too much on his past experience, and he might not have done that if he were sober.
I think that
if he had a clear mind, he would have phrased it probably a bit differently.
Yeah, I think that would have made a big difference. Yeah, Alex, absolutely. Thank you so much for weighing in this morning, man.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye. Do you ever feel like you don't get any time to yourself?
Frequently, yes. Well, no. Frequently, no, actually. I have so much alone time. Do you feel like you never get any time to yourself?
Yeah, well, it turns out if you're in that boat, you're not imagining it.
Okay.
Some depressing stats coming at you next. What's trending for Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Man, I know everyone has stuff they want to do or need to do in their free time.
Mm.
I don't know why you're not doing it. Because you ain't got any free time. Not everyone has a free time to do anything, as it turns out.
I don't know why I immediately went to, yeah, this is me. This is not me. I've oodles.
Got nothing but time over there.
Oodles.
Well, the average American gets 20 minutes to themselves.
20 minutes? What, a day?
Every day.
A day?
20 minutes.
All you get is 20
minutes?
Not
even a full episode of something.
That is
not even a nap.
That's a lot, y'all. That's a whole heck of a lot. A lot to stomach. It's nothing as far as the 20 minutes goes.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. In happier news, perhaps the song of the summer.
That's what some people are calling this.
Now, a little too early to call, but Zach Top announced a new album.
Yeah,
and released "Good Times and Tan Lines," which we'll play a little bit for you right now.
Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good times and tan lines.
The accompanying picture for this also really sells it for me. Like, it's Zach Top has his own thing going, and this is like vintage Zach Top, like down to the
also
top.
Vintage Alan Jackson.
It's sad. Does it not sound exactly like Chattahoochee, or is it just me? One more time.
Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good times and tan lines.
I like the song. He doesn't sound like he's having much fun.
Really?
I don't know what that's about.
He's been a pretty chaotic schedule recently.
I know. I'd hate to think he's burnt out. I mean, I rejoiced when I heard that Ain't In It For My Health is coming out August 29th.
Perhaps he could use some good times and tan lines in his life.
More good times.
Yeah, a few more.
More tan lines.
Yeah.
Definitely more than 20 minutes more.
I cannot believe that's...
The average American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month.
How are y'all surviving? How are y'all sane?
570 minutes, but breaks down to about 2 hours and 20 minutes per week, or just 20 minutes per day.
That's horrible.
The most common things that get in the way, I love how they phrase these.
Okay.
Family obligations. So they exist. Work commitments. So you have a job. Financial constraints. I guess you're just so preoccupied with worrying about your financials that you can't think straight.
It taints everything. I
Social
can buy that.
Social obligations and guilt.
Guilt.
And people would be willing to cough up major cash, by the way, to enjoy a full day of peace and quiet.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Average American would pay $2,500+ for a totally free day.
If you're only getting 20 minutes a day, I think that's money well spent if you can do it, dude. Like, I have to have alone time.
Parents would pay more. $3,668 per child. I need to taste some freedom.
That is insane. I cannot believe that is a real number. I really can't. And that is not enough time. Like, you have to have time. That is self-care, y'all. That is a requirement of life. Like, you have to prioritize that.
I'll get around to it in my free time.
Sure.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Alec, good morning. Let's see how you do with the Money Minute. You are 10 questions away from a big fat dub, assuming you get them right. Remember, you can pass on any of these questions. You will get a second crack at them if we have time at the end. Your pass is anyway.
Okay.
But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Let's do it.
Right. Is Katie ready?
I'm ready. a moving piece on a Ouija board?
Oh, wow.
The thing everyone swears they have.
Pass.
What is the highest point of a wave called?
The crest.
Name the woman arrested for not giving up her seat on an Alabama bus to a white passenger.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Rosa Parks.
Any whole number greater than one that only has the number one and itself as factors is what type of number?
Pass. I didn't understand any of what you just said.
A person who makes or mends shoes is called a what?
Cobbler.
Elizabeth Swan tells the Pirates of the Caribbean pirates that her last name is what? Not Swan. What is it?
Pass.
When three or more notes are played at the same time in music, it's called a what?
That is a chord.
An assumed name used by a writer instead of their real name, so a pen name.
A pen name? Mm-hmm. Ghost name.
Ghost writer would be...
Ghost writer.
I was looking that's for a nom de plume, but...
Nom de plume.
I would give you a ghost writer.
Alias.
What is that, French?
In fact, it is, sir.
What is that, correct?
How did he do it?
Okay, let's go over these.
Yes,
okay.
Why not?
So the Ouija board.
I don't know this, actually. I should.
Moves? What is that?
Yeah, what is it? I don't know.
Is it a planchette? Like that little thing that like...
Planchette. That sounds about right. I was going to call it the pointer, but I knew that was wrong.
See, I just realized I had no clue
what it actually has a name.
I have no... I'm going to guess planchette is right because that sounds like what you would call it, but don't, it wasn't me. It's planchette.
I didn't touch it.
All right, continue.
Planchette.
Any whole number greater than one. So it can only be divided by one in itself.
Prime.
Yeah, it's a prime number.
Yeah. Mm,
mm-hmm. Like two, three.
Yeah.
Or any of the other ones.
Oh, you wanted, I didn't know if you wanted me to tell you the definition or a number, an example of that number.
I see we're trying to go point by point on this.
I like it.
Negotiation strategy.
I'm trying to win here.
Is what Elizabeth Swan does. She does not tell them her name because that would alert them to the fact that she was more valuable a prisoner than she was.
Rich as hell.
So she says her last name is Turner.
Yes, she does. Yes,
Turner.
Which is Will Turner.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Come on.
Love interest. Orlando Bloom. We got Cord and ended on nom de plume. So.
Brother, thank you so much for playing today. Please sign up again, thebowlhouston.com/contest. Home of 10,000 for the troops, brought to you by Mack Height Chevy Cares. And we have not had the opportunity to get Jimmy Rogers, who is in charge of our partner for distribution on this, who was Boots for Troops. Finally, we have that opportunity, even though you are fresh out of Vegas. Is that right?
That's right. I just got back into Houston on the red eye flight. So it's good to be home.
What were you doing out in Vegas? Just fun or can't say?
No, we're out there. Pretty cool for the organization. We're out there. The MGM Grand was hosting a charity tournament for the organization. First year poker tournament.
Get out. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story.
Most people just do that at like a church.
Yeah, I know. You just bring a bunch of people into it, set it up, and whatever. No, he went to the big room.
Do y'all know how much was raised? Or
We raised $4,900 the first year, but we've got some ideals for next year to keep growing it. Like I said, it was a first-year event. A good buddy of mine, Chris Birchfield, helped me set that up. But, I mean, to go all the way to Vegas and have Boots for Troops partner with a brand like MGM is just really cool for us.
Yes, and the exposure.
Yeah, like that's insane. Right. And keep in mind, these guys are absolutely straight out of Houston. Well, Tomball, to be exact. And again, they're known for sending the world's best care packages, which will incorporate your cards for 10,000 for the troops.
Jimmy, talk to us about what led you and your wife to create Boots for Troops?
You know, there's many reasons. I always like to say, I always give first praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think it was God sent for me. But I was deployed with the Navy and just understand what it means to be away from home and what a letter or a package means to somebody when they're gone. And I always tell everybody, imagine leaving tomorrow, leaving your family for 6 months, packing your bags. You don't get to see your wife, your kids, or your family for 6 months and then getting something from them while you're away. Just try to put yourself in that mindset and just imagine what that means to the you know, men and women who are deployed.
I know some people have been like, okay, that's nice and all, but how much is a card from someone you don't know actually mean to someone in that environment? I mean, does it really have an impact on them?
I mean, I can't really put it into words. I can only tell you from living through it and getting the letters from family. And actually, like I told y'all before, I got a letter from a student in an elementary school back in Houston when I was on the other side of the world. And it just means, for some reason, it just means so much more when you're away. And it means everything to them. Even a simple, just little card.
A simple thanks. And Jimmy actually still has that card, right? From the elementary school?
I do.
Little girl?
It's somewhere in my... Somewhere hidden in a box somewhere, but I have to go dig it up. But yeah, I sure do.
That's incredible. That's absolutely.
One day we're going to reunite you two, but.
Yeah, we're going to figure. We are going to figure this out at some point. But it is something that it doesn't take a whole lot of anything to sit down and put a message of gratitude into one of these cards. I know for some people it's like, what do I put in there? I know that can be another sticking point for some people because they don't feel like they can put their feelings into words.
It doesn't feel big enough.
Yeah.
Grand enough.
Man, I would just tell people to be sincere, speak right from your heart. People can tell when it's authentic. And I mean, like I said, it's hard to put it into words, but for some reason it just means so much more when you're over there. And I can tell you right now, these little cards that you hear, anything that you send them, they're just so grateful for. And it could really turn their day around. They could be having a bad day and get something, and it could save a life. I mean, it's that huge. We've gotten testimonials back from people that have received packages from us, and they literally say, this package saved my life. And it could be the words and a thank you card, or it could be a box of candy. It's just ultimately knowing that people care, that they're there. It's just so big.
Jimmy, hang on the line. We want to get into these care packages a little more. That's next.
1,000 for the troops going strong. We could use your help.
Oh, yeah.
Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And today we're joined by Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy is the founder of the group we're working with to make sure we get all 10,000 cards to the troops. World's greatest care packages. That's boots for troops.
Right.
Jimmy, walk us through that. What does that look like?
Well, it's not a mass produced box, so we don't take a list of, we don't take like a command roster list and just fill a bunch of boxes with the same stuff. We actually get to know each service member and what their favorite sports teams are, what their favorite snacks, what they're missing from home. Do they need a watch? Do they need headphones? And we build a care package that's specific for one person. It's very custom, and it's like getting a hug from home. And the impact that it makes on them over the mass produced boxes that we've learned is just way bigger. And we say it's the world's greatest care package because it really is right from right here in Houston.
I'll tell you this, having been out to see y'all in Tomball and watch y'all pack these things,
I got to pack one.
It's like you get the chills, the level of dedication you guys have to really putting, I mean, you go the extra mile into finding things that really only they would really appreciate, you know. And again, the boots themselves, if it was just the boots that you're sending alone, it would be a pretty dang good care package. But these boxes are packed.
Yeah, and absolutely you make packed. Sure they're packed. I mean, that's, you go to great lengths to pack them. But talk to us about those boots, Jimmy, because I think a lot of people hear boots for troops and they think, well, isn't that something that we already provide? Like, doesn't the military provide boots?
Right. And so we're not an organization that helps supplement supply. The military does supply what's called standard issued boots. Mm-hmm. But these boots that we send are actually nicer boots that still meet the uniform requirements, but the service member actually picks themselves. So they're more comfortable. And you'd be surprised how fast these boots, especially when they're deployed, how fast they wear and tear on them. And they need new pairs every 6 months. So, Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
So, you know, it started off as boots for troops because I was from Texas and I wanted to put a Texas twist on these care packages. We were sending cowboy boots. But over the years, it's kind of transitioned into 99% of our boxes are new uniform and combat boots, which actually makes way more sense. So, that's how we got the boot aspect of it.
You're able to provide.
I'll tell you this, it is an incredible thing you guys do. And having seen it for ourselves, like we could not be more proud to partner with an organization than we are to partner with you guys. And we are so thrilled that the cards from all of you guys are going into these boxes going forward, because I it just makes such an impact.
And Jimmy, because we will have people obviously in the listening area with loved ones who are deployed, how would they go about getting someone one of these care packages from Boots for Troops?
So they go to our website, that's boots4troops.org, and there's a tab on there that says request a package, so they fill out that information or send that link to the service member who's deployed and have them fill it out. It may be a little bit easier for the family member that way. But, man, we just want the whole city of Houston to know, if you're listening, that we want y'all to know that the greatest care packages in the world, all parts of the globe, are coming from right here in Houston.
Hell yes.
To our service members. So
hell yes.
We should be super proud of that.
Yeah,
and we are. And the more help you can provide them, the more care packages they can send.
Exactly. Jimmy, right. God bless you. Thank you so much for checking in, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Y'all, thank y'all for having me.
Fredo, Katie, under point three, the Bull, Texas Proud. Again, big thanks to Jimmy Rogers with Boots for Troops. I'm so psyched to have them on board this year. And we love shout outs, guys. Anything that you guys are doing, you want to talk about your group or your business, whoever you're partnering with to make these cards for our troops, hit us up anytime. Marilyn, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hey, I've got tickets for the thank you notes for the troops.
Do you? Yes, I do.
And I had talked to Nick Russo. He said he would come and pick them up, because I'm in Belleville. I don't drive in Houston. I've got 10,000 thank you notes.
Do you have 10,000?
You do not, Mayor. How do you have 10,000? You have 10,000 cards on you?
10,000? Not in my pocket, but I got them at home.
Marilyn, you said Belleville? You're in Belleville?
Yes.
Marilyn,
yes,
I will drive to Belleville today.
I don't have them with me, but I have 10,000 thank you notes. They're in boxes. You'd have to come where I'm at, which is the Belleville laundromat.
That's fine.
That's Marilyn, right down the street. Fine. I've got a horse in Belleville I need to see anyway, so it's like I
all right, money bag.
Flex.
Did you make all of those cards?
Yes.
What?
I started on July the 5th last year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Marilyn, how many cards a day have you been going through over the course of a year?
I don't know. I do some sometimes. Yesterday at work, I folded and taped 300 of them.
Wow. Marilyn's utilizing her 20 minutes of free time.
What am I supposed to say?
That's incredible, Marilyn.
That is insane.
Marilyn, first of all, thank you so much.
Last year, I had 10,500.
Oh, well, I don't want
to. But this year, I paused in between there for a little while, so I don't have 10,500, but I've got 10,000.
We'll allow you to take a vacation, I guess.
I'm going to ask you the obvious question, because like this is obviously something you have a lot of dedication to. Why? Why are you making 10,000 cards?
Because there's a lot of troops out there, and I want everybody to get a card. So, and my ex-husband, he was in the military. My brother was in the military. My brother-in-law was in the military. I had an uncle that was in the military that was in a prisoner of war camp back in World War One or Two, whatever the hell it was, I don't know.
Holy cow.
But yeah, I mean, back in the day, because I'm as old as Bert, so when I'm gonna be 78 this year, so when my uncle was in the military, when my husband was in the military, I would have joined, but back then they wouldn't let women in.
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah, because he was during the Vietnam War, so they wouldn't. Back then, they frowned on women coming in there, so
they
I told
frowned
them,
on
well,
everyone.
I can't tell you going the phone what
yeah,
I told
exactly.
them.
Exactly. That was a very hard time to be in the armed forces.
And actually, I love that we live in a time where we can give our troops 10,000 cards, and we've got listeners like you, Marilyn, that take the time to make them, because, yeah, there was a time when our military wasn't respected at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, there's some of them that still aren't.
Yeah, that's the truth.
It depends on where you live, you know, because it's like, people look at these military people that are handicapped now, they look at them like they're allergic, because they're going to catch something from them.
Right. Like it's your fault.
Well,
right, because you went and served
yeah.
his
nation. Yeah, I'll tell you, not here. Apparently, that's not the problem here, Marilyn. You got 10,000 cars.
Well, we're just going to pack it all up, Marilyn.
Yeah,
thanks
that's
for
it.
That.
Thanks for
all
the right. conclusion. Well, that's not the end. God's good Lord, keep making your cards. But holy cow,
I can probably set it up where maybe y'all can come one day next week.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here where I work. I'm here 12 hours today.
Marilyn's working 12 hours a day, 78, and cranking out 10,000. I need.
You put us all to shame.
Honestly, we have to come and meet you at this point. Like that's bonkers.
I work 3 days out of that week. I work 6 days a week. 3 days out of that week, I work 12 hours. The other 3 days, I work 8 hours.
Marilyn, I'm going to pop you on hold, and we will pick this up when we come to Belleville. Pick up your 10,000 cards that you've made for 10,000 troops. Solo.
Okay, we'll have to set it up for one day next week because I've got them, but some of them are not in boxes yet.
Oh,
that
yes,
is
ma'am.
That is just fine.
And I count them all and put them in sacks of 100 in a sack.
Well done.
So, but I don't have them all boxed up yet.
Well done.
All right, hang on the line. We'll
yeah,
be
Marilyn,
right.
1 second.
We'll be
okay?
right back with you. Frito, Katie, and Marilyn, who's cranking out. We are setting up a time.
10,000 for the troops made by Marilyn, presented by Mag Eye Chevy Cares.
Do we have a vehicle big enough to get? I mean, I'm sure we do somewhere. Like it's a big group of radio stations. But dude, that is gonna be that. I cannot. Anyway,
I felt pretty proud of myself because I've been sitting here making cards because one thing to know is we'll never ask you to do anything that we ourselves are not doing.
No, look, turn that one around, please. What are you writing?
I'm writing the same thing.
Oh, my goodness. No. How many are 25. Those?
25.
Okay, Katie. 19,975 to go.
I'm at 19,000.
Oh, sorry. 9,000. Don't ask math. All right, let's move on.
If you smell, Sean is cooking.
Last time I had you in, we were talking about the best job in sports, a fired college coach.
Yeah, man, you get all your money. You get fired, you suck for a year, and if you signed a 10-year deal, you get the other 9 years handed to you on a payment plan. It's beautiful.
And now, let's talk about paying players in college, because
high time.
We know that's been, if you follow college sports, the past couple of years have been kind of bonkers, but it took us 3 years to finally get to the point where it's like, okay, this is where this was going anyway.
A little bit of structure,
a payroll from the college. So how does this work?
So what happened was last Friday night in a courtroom in California, there was a settlement to a big lawsuit that had a bunch of former players and current players suing the NCAA and the big power conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the ACC. Those are the four big power conferences saying, hey, y'all are making all this money off of our back. It's high time we get paid.
Right.
Now, I know what you were referring to, Frito. There has been a lot of money floating around college football and basketball and sports.
The N to the I to the L.
The last few years because of NIL.
You had to have a guy in between you and the school, basically.
Yeah, well, and what NIL should be is players getting paid to do endorsements and do actual work for the money, promotional stuff.
See, this is what I was confused about when we were talking behind the scenes yesterday, because I thought that's what they all were. So when they were being paid by these third parties, I thought there was a requirement to do X amount of posts, or basically like an influencer.
There is, and it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
It's the wild, wild west. It turned into pay for play, and it just turned into big, big fat cat alums just cutting checks to guys to come play for their school and not have to do anything.
It was surprising to me that even if you were a big fat cat, you wouldn't still want something
in return. No, they just want a good football team, a lot of them. It's crazy.
The insanity of big time college athletics donors.
Yeah.
I can't put it into words how crazy these humans are.
So
they care more about that than anything on this planet.
And they have the money.
Getting the ring.
A lot of them are billionaires. They don't care.
This is just made up.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they're retired. Okay.
So what happened on Friday was this is separate from the NIL.
Yeah.
This is the court's ruling that the schools now, the players can now share in revenue with the schools.
Yes.
And there's essentially a salary cap. We just talked about the salary cap earlier in the NFL.
Yeah.
The court ruling was that the NCAA can allow schools to spend up to $20 million on athletes, basically like salaries almost.
That number's going up.
Well, it's a calculation of all the revenue that comes into the school. So there's a formula for it, and it will go up because the media rights are exploding. A lot of it's the TV money is what fuels it, and the TV money is going nowhere but up.
Yeah.
Because the most valuable commodity in media today is live sports. Yeah, it's the only live thing left that people watch.
Stop what they're doing to turn on a TV.
And watch a commercial to wait for the fourth quarter to start, that kind of thing. So each school has not all schools have to do it, but they have the choice and they can share up to $20 million with not just football, not just basketball, but all the sports if they want to. But there's a cap on it and it's $20 million bucks right now. It's believed that most of the schools are going to spend it on football and basketball because those are the two sports that generate revenue. The other sports don't. So that's a big thing. Starting July 1st, players can get checks from the school. Now, how the schools decide who gets what, and there's going to be there's going to be sports with their hands out. There's going to be a lot of infighting within athletic departments for the money.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be insane for that. The NIL stuff still does exist. This was the other thing that they added in addition was they added this, we'll call it a clearinghouse for NIL deals. Now, instead of just schools scratching out NIL deals with no oversight, there's this clearinghouse now where all NIL deals have to go through this, get approval from Deloitte. Anything over $600, which is everything, is over $600.
This is a nightmare. This is somehow worse.
Well, if they actually look at it, right? I mean, look at Instagram. That's not regulated at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
just rubber stamp.
Who's really going to hold them accountable?
They have said that it'll take one day to approve the deals. Like, it's not something where they're going to sit there for 3 weeks. So you're right, Katie. They may just be rubber stamping deals and putting them out.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
It's just a different stamp.
There will come a deal that they'll say, because they're going to look at it based on is this a real NIL deal or is this just some fat cat cutting a check for $2 million for this guy to come to my school? There will be a deal that gets thrown back. And then there will be lawsuits because the one thing I know is rich people do not like to be told how much they can spend their money.
They hate it so much.
The winners will be the lawyers in all of this stuff, the salary cap and everything. The spirit of it is a good thing, I think, to put some guardrails around all this to keep competitive balance as best you can.
Make sure it doesn't turn into NFL lights.
It's going to be a mess.
I'll tell you who the losers are. Anyone that actually wants to go to college.
Katie, it's a great point. They're wondering, the athletic departments are now wondering, where are we going to get this $20 million that we need to spend just to keep up with the Joneses?
Students are going to pay for it.
They have to for most of the cases. They're already paying for it.
That's ridiculous. Player. That's unsustainable.
If you smell.
We'll see, Katie.
I guess really exciting for college football fans.
We'll see, Katie.
Go to trade school. Seth and I keep telling people, learn a trade, man. Learn a trade.
Unbelievable. Sean Pendergast.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, home of 10,000 for the troops. Remember, hit us up. Like, we want to give shout-outs. We want to acknowledge you guys for your gratitude and for your support for all of our troops that are fighting overseas. Jessica, good morning. What can we do for you today?
We live in Belleville and we heard it about the 10,000 cards and my daughter said, why don't we just take them to y'all? So if y'all need help transporting them, we would be more than happy to.
Holy cow. We got ourselves a shipping arrangement. No, honestly, that's lit and we would love that, but I kind of want to physically meet Meryl.
Right. She made 10,000 cards.
I need to know who has,
but
who
if you
want
to come
that.
With us to meet Meryl,
do you want to make it a group
Tuesday.
Endeavor?
Or we may even make it 10,003 and make a few extra cards while three kids can make some cards for them.
I love it.
Yes.
Love it. Yeah, I'm going to pop you on hold and we'll give you the details, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
It's National Iced Tea Day.
What?
So celebrate by ordering iced tea.
The
most boring of all beverages.
I am not
an iced tea fan. Not an iced tea fan. This isn't even a sweet tea versus iced tea debate.
Like, it's not, there's no requirement. I wouldn't call it the most boring of beverages. I don't think, like, a Diet Coke is more exciting than a nice iced tea.
Disagree. It is, I guess, better than plain old water.
Yes. See, absolutely. Absolutely better than just plain old water.
But even water's getting an upgrade these days. The New York Times did a big feature on how rich people are moving from fine wine and getting into fine water.
Artisanal water? Like
tastings and things?
Water tastings.
There's a competition in Atlanta, of all places.
To do what?
Water sommeliers blind taste test. 107 different types of mineral water from around the world. Like wine, they say each type of fine water has a very distinctive taste depending on where it came from.
Right.
And the mix of minerals that it has.
Well, okay.
And
maybe.
Some of them,
yeah,
based on what the water sommeliers decide, can go for hundreds of dollars a bottle.
Okay. Like, that's great and all, but let's put the water sommeliers to work that we can all appreciate.
I want to be a water sommelier.
I want to have the water sommeliers go through the water of each of the largest cities in the United States and tell me definitively whether, you know, where it ranks. Because I feel like everyone everywhere says our water sucks. Not Houston. Everyone hates their water. Oh, that's the only...
My biggest question is, can I consume it?
Well, they love them extra minerals in there.
Can my plants consume it?
Yeah, they love that. They'll give it some extra flavor. They might think this is luxurious. I think we would actually rank pretty high. I think on the scale, I know no one likes their hometown water, but like... Yeah, I think it might open some eyes.
I don't know. Not when you're competing with melted snow that's been filtered through Peruvian volcanic rock.
You gotta be kidding me. What?
The mist gathered from a pine forest in Tasmania.
Or the tears of your enemies. Yeah, all of these are probably superior to
that. It's the ninth time Atlanta has hosted this competition.
That
so
is
it's not
that,
new.
That is something.
But it's becoming a lot trendier because now people are drinking less alcohol and I guess looking for alternatives and... Fine water sure fits the bill.
Yeah, you got to have something to show off with.
What's the mass-produced bottled water that tells me that it's filtered from some spring? Is it Evian?
Lord. I think all of them, Katie. Like, literally all of them have some weird origin story.
But when you read the back, it's like...
They come from a tank. Okay? No, it's not.
I always feel like that with Chuck Norris's water, too.
It comes
like
from
Chuck, it was an aquifer in his backyard,
I would
right?
Never,
it's like
yeah.
He's standing at a sink filling up bottles of water.
I would never say anything to besmirch...
I love Chuck Norris.
What is it called? Extreme force, or don't worry about it. It's a thing.
Sea force.
That's right. Sea force water. Yeah, yeah. And yes, I have my suspicions.
A quote from Fine Waters, who handles the competitions: if you pay attention, the world opens up to you. If you think water's just water, you're missing out. Water is the essence of wetness, of moisture. Whatever that quote is.
We'll see you tomorrow.